We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great at dancing, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, it is the championship of our March Movie Madness bracket, Moneyball versus Remember the Titans. And if you think we timed it up to match up with the actual NCAA men's championship, you are giving us way too much credit.
way too much credit.
We are the incredible credit.
Incredible.
Do you want
tuna to host?
Tuna's the captain now. He's joining me as always. It's Tim Laser Scrooper.
What is wrong with you?
Pew pew.
Oh my
pew Ben.
Yeah, this is starting off. Starting off so swell, guys.
We had one viewer who decided to watch us instead of the final game, and they left.
They're gone
now.
No.
Rather watch
men's
basketball.
It was my wife.
And that is, of course, Frankie number two, Fusco.
Hey, Ben.
What's up, buddy? And the silent critic, Andrew the Big Tuna, Dr. Thunder Moore.
Whoa, look who showed up. Ben, I just didn't want to interrupt all your coughing.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what movie Tuna's going to vote for tonight.
He hasn't seen either of them, that's for sure.
Actually, for once, Frankie's right. No. I watched them both this weekend.
Nice. Because that was the assignment.
That was what we were all supposed to do. All of us.
Switched back to my phone, which is lovely.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, just because I was trying to share.
Why do AirPods not work right anymore, everybody?
They used to work so well.
In the comments.
Nobody's watching. But if they were, they should tell us why. Because they used to work so great, and now they suck.
Forced obsolescence. I have no idea how.
I don't think that's it, because there's not like a newer version that works better. Started to suck. If there was a newer version that worked better, I would totally agree with you.
Fair enough.
Guys, how has your week been? And I just want to know, I'm throwing you on the spot. What is your favorite candy, Easter or otherwise? Because
let's do Easter candy and then maybe answer the otherwise second. Because Easter candies are different. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Because I would not say that my favorite candy of all time is Cadbury Mini Eggs, but my favorite Easter candy is probably Cadbury Mini Eggs.
I'm with you.
That Cadbury chocolate, that British, probably the European style of chocolate.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I am on my second bag, and I mean like the big bag. Not the big pound bag. So I'm with you.
Do the Cadbury mini eggs have the Cadbury egg filling on the inside?
No, it's just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
That's done.
With like the candy coating, like the.
You actually like the Cadbury eggs?
Yeah, Cadbury eggs are great.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Egg in the middle? Oh, so
they're fine.
Good source of.
They're not great though.
That explains a lot. That explains why
you guys don't know what it's like.
So much weight on your Rocky diet.
Yeah, you don't know what it's like until you have one of those really good, eggs Benedict made with Cadbury cream.
Hang on, what did you say? What did you say?
Nobody's watching. Ben, they're all watching the NCAA championship game.
Yeah. If you're watching, Frankie looks like he's in the middle of a Bourne movie with how much movement his camera has.
If only, Ben. If only, don't even get me started on how there was no Bourne movies in this bracket.
Damon is Matt Damon. He's amazing. He can do anything. I'd love me some Matt Damon.
Because I do love me some Matt Damon. Parkour is Matt Damon. Okay. Parkour is a sport.
I do love
Matt Damon. Did it amazing.
He doesn't.
Some Matt Damon.
He doesn't parkour. Does he parkour in any
of
those?
In the first one.
There's more parkour in Casino Royale than there is in any of the Bourne
movies. There is more parkour in the parkour episode of The Office. I'll give you that. But there is still parkour in the first Bourne movie. Anyway, to answer your question, my favorite, though, Easter candy might be the Cadbury egg, the real one, not just a ball of chocolate. But
have you had the mini
eggs?
You've had the mini eggs.
I don't know. But no, I was thinking more of which the The little bunnies that are marshmallow that are covered in chocolate, those are kind of my favorite.
Chocolate covered peeps? Oh no, you're just
yeah, said... or like a chocolate covered peep, yeah, but like
okay,
a chocolate covered marshmallow. They have like they make like a little tiny. They're thin. They're long. They're little bunnies.
Peeps are pretty great.
Only
though.
If you melt it and put it between two graham crackers.
Peeps are great too, but I eat peeps year round.
Tuna, what is what's your favorite Easter candy?
I like chocolate peanut butter eggs. So just
ooh,
any,
yeah.
So
anything
Reese's.
Like a Reese's.
Any yeah, brand like or off brand? Are you like are you okay actually, with off brand ones?
Technically the ones my mom makes from home. So.
Of course.
Upstairs. Got you.
No. I don't have to go all the way to the store.
The smell starts go right wafting up the down and you're just like, I need more. Mom, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll be sure to ship some to you guys next time she makes them.
Yeah, see, maybe we wouldn't make we'll fun
care
of
package.
Ship us some.
Noted.
All right. Keep that
in mind. I mean, just to go
bakes for.
To go with regular candies, I will say my favorite is Carmelo, and I feel like those are very
like
under
Anthony?
Like Anthony. Yep. Carmelo Anthony. But there no, it's a caramel it's also made by Cadbury.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury or whoever makes Cadbury. But they're Cadbury. Fantastic, and I think that they're far underrated.
Mm. They are very good. I do agree with you.
If all I right, if well, I'm yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say if I'm gonna eat a chocolate, I think the best chocolate candy that has caramel in it is probably a Rolo, though.
Ooh, no, negative.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Rolos for days. is really hard almost. Like it's not hard, but it's chewy, I guess is the best. Like the caramel and the chocolate.
Like a milk dud.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? I meant milk duds.
Ooh,
that's what I meant.
Aaron
okay.
Mm. Yeah, those are the words.
I was going to say milk duds are definitely. Rolo's like.
Okay,
I don't
know
many people
guys,
that love Rolos.
We know what next year's March bracket, March movie madness bracket is.
Ooh.
No movies.
Theater candy?
Just candies.
I mean, but what's better than with a movie besides popcorn and candy?
Maybe we could do a candy, like a blockbuster movie, and a candy brand.
We did
July,
talk about,
like in the summer.
We did talk about doing actually watching all the movies in the next bracket. So eating all the candies would be even easier.
That we are more likely to do that 100%.
I had Swedish Fish when I went to see Godzilla versus Kong in a theater recently.
Okay.
So those are
just like Godzilla would eat fish, probably.
Same sure. From the Kong episode.
From Sweden. What?
Yes.
Well, let's get into it because I'll be honest, I have no idea what way this is going. All three of you could say one movie or the other, and I wouldn't be surprised. Kind of feel like I know which way it's going, but we'll see. But we are first going to talk about Remember the Titans.
You smiling? Why are you smiling?
Football's fun.
You think football is fun?
Yes. No.
No.
Certain. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. Not even a little bit.
Zero fun, sir.
All right.
Coach Boone's school board made the decision to put you on my staff. I did not hire you.
Well, I came up here to coach it.
Has to be assigned to your staff, so I guess we're both in a situation we don't want to be in.
Got him.
If they keep on playing like that, we'll lose every game.
But I can guarantee you this, Coach. I come to win.
We will be.
That is, of course, the trailer to Remember the Titans. And first off, can I just say how early 2000s of that trailer? Am I right?
Yo.
Guys, what were your overall thoughts rewatching all of Remember the Titans? Because I know we all rewatched all of it.
We did.
I literally finished watching it 5 minutes before getting on here. And all I have to say, Ben, is save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yeah.
I forgot Hayden Panettiere was in this movie.
How'd you forget Hayden Panettiere? She's the like makes the movie in some parts.
She does. Oh. She is hilarious.
She is hilarious. But to argue that anybody besides Denzel Washington makes the movie is absurd.
Seriously. That charisma, like you said in the chat, Ben, brilliant acting takes
yeah,
it up
what,
a notch.
What I said to the guys while I was watching it is, like, Remember the Titans has a really good cast. but then Denzel shows up on screen and you see the difference between really good and great, because he just walks into the room and like the entire scene becomes his. And I just like I feel like if you were an actor going to school, you could study this film to see like the difference between a good actor and a great actor, because he just chews up the scenery and it's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Tim, what were your thoughts rewatching it?
Oh man. Like so many good lines. So many. I actually hadn't watched it all the way through in a long time. But that's one that I've seen so many times. But man, just rewatching it and kind of just kind of better understanding some of the historical stuff behind what was going on in that time, and like just seeing how these guys like built camaraderie in a crazy time. Just seemed crazy. It just was awesome. Lots of touching moments, lots of hilarious stuff, and like you said, Denzel like knocks it out of the proverbial park.
And we will say both of these movies wildly inaccurate to the actual events.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say when I was watching Moneyball, I was messaging you guys like, okay, I just looked into it, and both of these movies are not very historically accurate. Like, they communicate the basic story of what actually happened, but like lots of little details were off. You know what the craziest one from Remember the Titans that I read was that in the story was pretty close. It was actually probably a lot closer. Accuracy wise, except the actual events did not happen in the 60s, even. I think they actually happened
really?
71 or something. But what I thought was so funny was crazy. That Disney changed on purpose when they made the movie was when he gets the brick thrown through his window.
Yeah,
it was actually an entire toilet. In real life, it was a toilet. And Disney said, people are going to get really offended about this. Just make it a brick, because someone's going to get grossed out. And that's what they said.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
So funny.
Wow. But what I'll say is, you know, so while these both are really inaccurate, I remember there was after the Steve Jobs movie came out, also written by Aaron Sorkin, who wrote Moneyball, which is coming up. One of the founding Apple executives saw the movie and was quoted afterwards as saying, "That was amazing. None of that happened, and it's all true." Right. So there's this. The point is of a film like this, of a biopic, is to get across the emotion of what happened, not the historical accuracy of who was where, what was when, who said what. Like, none of that matters in Steve Jobs' case. They're trying to get across the personality that was Steve Jobs. In this case, they're trying to get across, you know, what it was like in those times for those people. And by that standard, I think that both of these movies do a great job. Frankie, what were your thoughts on Remember the Titans?
I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, the one thing I love about this movie and most sports movies, especially the good ones, like, they make you want to go out and play a sport, right? So like after watching Remember the Titans, I mean, even, you know, the first half of it, let's say, I wanted to go out and play football. Like, I missed playing high school football. And it is just so well done and portrayed in 2 hours. And you go through all the emotional roller coasters with the team and with the characters. And, you know, to me, that's what makes a great movie, when you get sucked in and you become part of the cast almost as you're watching it. So, and, you know, it's no matter how I've seen it 1,000 times, and I probably haven't seen it in the last few years, and rewatching it today, I was like, oh, wow. Like, I forgot I forgot this part, but it's still, you know, how did I forget it? I've seen it 1,000 times. And then also like, oh, I forgot that, you know, I laughed at this part or this part was funny. And it's just such a great movie.
Well, before we debate which of these movies is going to win, let's talk about Moneyball a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that, Ben.
Teams, and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's us.
That's a dollar, man.
What?
Welcome to Oakland.
I need more money.
We're not New York. Fine players with the money that we do have.
I like Perez.
Got an ugly girlfriend. Ugly girlfriend means no confidence.
You guys are talking the same old nonsense like we're looking for Fabio. We got to think differently.
Who's Fabio?
Your goal shouldn't be to buy players. Your goal should be to buy wins. And in order to buy wins, you need to buy runs.
Who are you?
I'm Peter Brand.
First job in baseball?
It's my first job anywhere.
We're going to shake things up.
That is, of course, the trailer to Moneyball, written by Aaron Sorkin and others. But, you know, he's the name at the top of the billing. Guys, what were your thoughts rewatching Moneyball?
Forgot how young and fat Jonah Hill was.
Yeah.
So he's young and man. So fat.
He is.
He's totally different now.
Yep.
It was, you know, I watched it with Erin and she had never seen it before, I don't think. And I forgot how funny it was. So Erin asked funny. Like, you know, what kind of movie is it? Is it a comedy? I was like, oh, it's a drama. I think there's a couple, one or two liners in there that'll make you laugh. That's about it. And I was like, there's a lot in the movie where I found myself kind of laughing. I was like, oh, that was really funny. Again, really, well acted by the key actors in it, like Jonah Hill and
Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt do an amazing job.
So good. They have also Jonah Hill's character, you know, as we're doing a deep dive into it, not real, doesn't exist, not based on a real person.
No, it is based on
several real people,
right? Several based on a couple of real people.
The main person the main person who he is based on did not want to be associated with this portrayal of his character. So
he was not as fat.
But so that's why they chose somebody that did not look like him, that
yeah, right.
You know, there could be no resemblance of, you know, things like that. There are factual things there are factual things that were translated to Jonah Hill's character, but Jonah Hill is not exactly that person.
I will give Moneyball this. So one of the reasons why I do believe it should be up where it is or in the top five is it's a baseball movie, and I am not a baseball fan. I'm just not. I think it's a very boring sport. And it is a baseball movie that gets into the nitty gritty of baseball economics and baseball management, not just about the sport and playing a game. It goes into like a deep dive into, you know, thinking of baseball, right? So I know, go ahead, play it.
Everywhere
play it.
Like go such ahead. As
Thank
and-
you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lost my train of thought, but anyway, it goes into a deep dive into baseball, right? And having a baseball mindset is what I was trying to say, and that is a dangerous path because it could be really boring, because baseball can be a very boring sport. And it's not. It's a very,
you're talking about economics and yeah. and numbers and
baseball,
nothing that people that like sports want to see or talk about, like. Yeah.
Right. Not even like the betting side of it. You know what I mean? It could be a very dangerous film to make, but they did it well and it's very entertaining. And I sat through the whole entire movie. At no point was I bored and I was entertained the whole entire time and I laughed a lot. It was a great movie.
Again, yeah, when
it was like probably my third or fourth time seeing it.
When I watched when I watched Moneyball, I was like, I watched Moneyball first and I was like, oh, this is so gonna win. This is so gonna be the movie I vote for. And then I watched Remember the Titans and I was like, oh, this is so gonna win. This is so the movie I'm gonna vote for. Like, that's why I said at the top, I still have no idea what I'm gonna vote for. Tim, what were your thoughts rewatching Moneyball?
Yeah, super. I mean, again, like Frankie said, the story is just, it's really cool. It's a different look at a sport. Like, it's a look way behind the scenes to how baseball teams work and stuff. And the one thing that when I was rewatching it and I mentioned to you guys was like, I thought, well, I mentioned it to Frankie, and then I got another message that was pretty similar. But the dialogue was not as great as I remembered it. And I don't know if part of it's the delivery. I think in some ways, some of that was on purpose. Like, it seems like it was written to try to be more how real people talk and less how people talk in movies, if that makes sense. Because they had a good number of people in Moneyball that were real players and real, like, people on different teams. More real people and less actors. You know, I think, like, two of the baseball players were actors, I think. And the rest were, or maybe there was three that were actors, and the rest were, like, actual guys who play for the A's or something. So I thought that was pretty cool. But that made me think twice about how the dialogue played out and kind of, well, you know, this is probably because there's a bunch of these guys that are just normal people anyways. Other than that, it was just as fascinating, just like Frankie said, just as fascinating, I think, just seeing that side of things and how a sport works.
Yeah, I thought rewatching it, I was like, wow, this is, like, I'm a huge Aaron Sorkin fan. I'm like, wow, this is the least Sorkin-y film yeah. I've ever seen written by Aaron Sorkin. It is... Yeah, I was very surprised by that, because he is very I could not know anything about a movie and just hear it for 5 minutes and go, was this written by Aaron Sorkin? Because he has a very specific way of writing, and he also he has a very specific way of having actors portray his writing. I remember Emily Mortimer during the newsroom was talking about how she was delivering this line where she repeated a phrase, and Aaron Sorkin was like, Emily, how many times is the phrase written? And she's like, I don't know. He's like, it is written 5 times. I want you to say it 5 times, not 4, not 6, 5 times, right? So he's very specific about his scripts, and this didn't come across that way, which I thought was fascinating. Tuna, this was your first time watching Moneyball. Yes. What were your thoughts?
I started it early on Saturday morning, and it was interesting at first. I like the cast, as I said in the message to you guys, stacked cast. I think Brad Pitt steals all the scenes he's in. The writing felt a little bit odd, like Tim mentioned, but again, it kind of lent itself to the overall vibe of the movie, in that it had this kind of pseudo-real portrayal. But to be honest, I found the movie dipping for me the longer it went on. I don't know if it was the pacing or just my lack of interest in sports or baseball particularly, because I like football, but I just didn't find it that interesting the longer it went on. It just kind of felt boring, like nothing was happening. And I like the way it ended, in that it you kind of expect, oh, there's going to be this big winning moment, and then spoiler alert, there's not really a big winning moment. So I thought that kind of thought-provoking ending, in that he didn't see himself as a winner, but in the end, like, they changed baseball as we know it. So, like, he did win, but he never got that win he was looking for. It was kind of a solemn yet deep moment for the movie that gave it some points for me, but overall I found it pretty boring.
I feel like if you're going to tell, like, a 12-year-old, like, what's, like, the best sports film that I should go watch, like, you'd say Remember the Titans. But, like, 20 plus, if you're saying, like, what's, like, a deep thought-provoking sports film for me to watch, you'd probably say Moneyball, right? Like,
that's fair in a lot of ways. But I also, I mean, this isn't, I don't want to turn this into Remember the Titans talk yet because we're still discussing Moneyball, but oh, I'll get into it.
No, let's go for it. Go for it. No, okay. So it sounds like you're going to vote for Remember the Titans anyway. So tell us if you want to vote that and present that argument.
I liked Moneyball. Like I was saying, it has a nice thought-provoking ending. It kind of subverts your expectations a little bit. I mean, it kind of has to because it's based off a true story, but I like movies that in my mind are emotionally compelling. And this is just my personal preference. And for me, Remember the Titans really tugged at my heartstrings. Some great performances, some dramatic moments, like with the one player being hit in the car accident. I can't remember his last name.
Bertier.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yes, thank you.
Which, to the point of historical accuracy, happened like 3 days after the championship.
Never happened during it never happened during that.
Totally, so much better of a story with it happening right before.
Yeah. Man, the performances are also charismatic, and you really come to like all of the characters that you're supposed to like, and despise the really awful people that you're supposed to despise. And I felt drawn and attached to all the characters in a way I didn't in Moneyball. Like I grew attached to Brad Pitt's character, and that's it. And it, arguably the movie is pretty much entirely about him. So you could argue that that's the only person you're supposed to be attached to. But I didn't really like feel for him in the same way that I felt for the characters in Remember the Titans. Maybe it's because how relevant Remember the Titans still feels now in our current climate right now, or maybe it's just the high tier acting that Denzel Washington brought to the movie. But I found myself almost tearing up a couple times. Just a really feel good, heartwarming movie. And maybe that's it. Maybe I just have a personal preference towards feel good movies and less so towards the more solemn tone that you finish in Moneyball. But Moneyball is funny, great movie, but my pick has to go to Remember the Titans.
All right, so I'll present the flip side of this with Moneyball, because I think that both of these movies have a great script. Both of them are really well shot and really incredibly well acted. Both of these films do great on all accounts, and it makes sense why this is like our number one or number two in the bracket. I just think the argument that I would make is that Moneyball just does all of those things a little better, not a lot better, a little better, right? With maybe the exception of Denzel's performance versus Brad Pitt.
And the pacing, maybe, I think. I
like the pacing of Moneyball.
It's paced just like a boring game of baseball.
Slow, and you're wondering when it's going
to
end.
Oh, sorry. You keep going. I have something to say about.
Just give me 60 more seconds. 60 more seconds.
Okay, go for it. Go.
I think that, of course, Remember the Titans certainly has a more culturally relevant story. It's more, you know, that story, it's a lot deeper on a bigger cultural perspective. But I think that the story of Moneyball is a lot more individual and nuanced, and I think that you can relate to it on a more possibly on a more individual nature or perspective rather than this bigger, broader cultural issue. I think that the ending is, you know, that scene between him and Jonah Hill where they're watching the baseball player that weighs like 250 pounds, and just that back and forth, and you know his reactions, and that just that long drawn out driving sequence at the end with his daughter playing on the radio and singing the song, you know, just enjoy the show. I think that it's a lot deeper in those moments, and I think that there's more to like think about and contemplate in those moments. So that's why for me, like I would say, like, for a 12-year-old, don't watch Moneyball. You're not going to get anything out of it. But I think as an adult and somebody that has more life experiences and more things that they can relate to on in that movie, watching that movie would allow them to relate to it on a deeper level. So that would be my case for Moneyball. Tim?
Oh, I was going to say it cracked me up because in Moneyball, you don't see the team play, like the actual planned team where they have all the guys that they picked on purpose play until like an hour or more into the movie.
Well, that's like the halfway point. There's very little actual baseball in the movie. And I will say,
there's not a lot.
I think that the least interesting part of sports films are the sports reenactments, right? Like, if I want to go see a team play a game, I'll go pull up YouTube and watch the actual footage of them playing. But
right, so
like that's always, I don't want a 20-minute sequence of the final game in film. Like, there's not, that's not that interesting. That's the least interesting part of a sports film. I want everything else that I couldn't see by going and pulling up that game.
Historical sports film, at least, right? Like something that's based on a true story. You want all the background stuff. You want all the information that led to that game and all the information that, that made that game happen. But for instance, if it's a fake story, then the background stuff doesn't even really matter, right?
I mean, yeah,
like Angels in the Outfield. Want to watch it? It's all about how they play on how they play the game where the Angels are assisting them,
exactly. Or Air Bud. Or Air Bud.
Right.
How do you get that dog?
A true story.
No, Air Bud is about a boy and his dog.
Yeah.
And the dog happens to play basketball because he was trained at the circus.
Yeah.
But I digress.
How do we get this deep into Air Bud?
So you asked, Ben.
I did.
You definitely asked. I watched most of Remember the Titans, and then it was when I was painting something. And so then I had to stop and go do other things. And then I was like, maybe I'll watch the rest. Maybe not. I don't know. I think maybe I've watched enough. And so I watched all of Moneyball, and then I finished it was actually like 40 minutes left in Remember the Titans. So like a third of the movie or something. Honestly, if we're talking best sports movie, which is what the bracket is about,
I feel like
it's got to be Remember the Titans. That's kind of where I'm at. I think Remember the Titans. Here's part of what I think helps push it to the best spot for me, at least, is that it is so universally anybody can watch it and enjoy the relationships of the players, and that they end up winning a thing and do a sport, you know. Like, if you don't know anything about baseball at all, and you don't really care about baseball at all, and you watch Moneyball, it's like, these are all the things I don't care about a sport.
My mom watched Moneyball. She watched Remember the Titans with me.
Nice, yeah. And so, what I'll say is though, when you watch Remember the Titans, like, you get invested into who these guys are, and then what they're doing as a byproduct, and how they do a sport better, and it's more universally like watchable.
It definitely has a broader appeal, and that's kind of what I was getting at with Moneyball being like a more nuanced, like kind of deeper and more personal maybe movie to watch, you know, because I would just argue that last scene of Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt where they're watching, you know, the analogy of the guy that hits a home run and doesn't realize it and falls tripping over first, you know, that whole sequence, I think, is so brilliant. And I think that there's kind of like a deeper message that does not have that broad appeal, like you're saying, of Remember the Titans. So it's kind of it's like both are pros for their individual movie, right?
Yeah, but I think, Ben, I think your pro is what you think makes a better film, and right. maybe not what makes the best sports movie. And so that's...
I think I'd argue those are one and the same.
I don't know, Ben, the way you talk about film versus the way you talk about movies.
I mean, feel like the way that I talk Scorsese. About film...
It's real like... on the edge there.
Real Scorsese.
You know how you feel... You know how every time you watch a superhero movie, Ben, you feel like it's just an amusement park that nobody should go to? You know?
See, the problem is the argument that I am making for Moneyball, I think, makes you guys less likely to vote for.
It does. Yes, it does. It does.
So I do want to say this about Moneyball real quick, too. You know, Ben Affleck and Jonah Hill were amazing in it. Also amazing.
Brad Pitt?
Sorry, Ben Affleck. Wrong movie.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
I was trying to think, what movie has Ben Affleck and Jonah Hill been in? I don't remember that.
The next one, Moneyball. anyway, Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill are great, but so is Philip Seymour Hoffman, who I forgot that he was even in the movie, and I forgot how much I hate him. And I don't hate him like in a real way, but like hated. He's such a good actor. Hated. So now it's still there. Still have it. The feeling's still inside me. And even though he's gone, not so much as just he was such a good actor that like you hate the characters he plays when he's trying to be hated, you know?
Oh yeah.
And he did an amazing job in this role. It also, you know, so I mean that's another great part about Moneyball is just the actors that were great. You know,
Chris Pratt in one of his first dramatic roles, I can remember at least. You're like, oh, why is the guy from Parks and Rec showing up in this?
And this was post Parks and Rec, right?
I think it was shortly thereafter,
Yeah, he had just started. We have a skinny young Chris Pratt, but not like superhero Chris Pratt.
Right.
anyway, I mean, I don't know. I think that's a great point is some of the acting in Moneyball is pretty amazing, but I love the characters more in Remember the Titans. I feel invested in two characters in Moneyball. I feel invested in every one of the characters in Remember the Titans, which makes it to me a more entertaining film because I'm invested in more. And I do think if you're looking at, even that aside, if you're just looking at sports movies, the best sports film, I think Remember the Titans is the better sports film. That being said, there were many arguments that we found on Facebook where people went, hey, no, it's Remember the Titans. And then they go, oh, but I've never seen Moneyball.
Every single person that said Remember the Titans, we said, have you seen Moneyball? And none of them had seen it, which made me very sad that Moneyball is so underviewed.
I did say, I texted my cousin, a buddy of mine, and they're crotchety people who never like anything new, like anything that wasn't made in the 80s is garbage or the early 90s. And I had said to them, I asked them the question, and they both responded, Remember the Titans immediately. Of course, Remember the Titans. And I was like, well, have you seen Moneyball? And my one cousin said, yeah, of course. And the other guy was like, no. I was like, well, then you can't argue. I'm like, you need to go. It's a great movie. You need to go watch it. So anybody listening to this, if you have not seen Moneyball, even if it does not win, which it's not because I just voted for it. Now it's definitely three votes. I just voted for Remember the Titans and it's definitely three votes. But go watch Moneyball. It is great. I would watch either. I've just watched both of these movies in the last 48 hours. I would go watch either of them again. And there's not many movies that I would do that.
The real winners here are people getting to see Moneyball for the first time, right, Ben?
Yeah. Well, at this point, my vote doesn't really matter, but I will go ahead and say that if I had the turning point for me was when I thought, kind of like what Tim was saying, with what is the more important story, and what is like one of the greatest like stories that you can put out there of all time. I would have to say Remember the Titans above Moneyball, right? I love the filmmaking. I love the storytelling. I love the nuanced performances. All that stuff is true. But like, what's the greatest? Like, what's the most important? What one should I say everyone should absolutely see? It's Remember the Titans. Now, if you still should go see Moneyball, it's great, but do you have to see it? Will your life be forever changed by it? Not in the same way. It's just not in the same ballpark. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Sports ball.
So with that, I will say unanimously, the best sports film is Remember the Titans.
Yay, guys! I'm so proud we picked a good one. I was very nervous at the beginning. I was very nervous.
Did you think it was going to be Dodgeball? Episode.
Very nervous at the beginning of the bracket. I would have been okay with Dodgeball. That's not what I thought it was going to be. Thought it was gonna
at least it wasn't a Fast and Furious film.
I thought it was gonna be a Fast and the Furious movie, is what I thought.
Well, Tuna, where can people connect with us and let us know that they agree that it's Remember the Titans?
Facebook.com/IncredibleCritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod, Instagram at Incredible Critics, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wherever. Please leave us a review. Watch us on Facebook. Hey, we have two people watching now.
Hey.
Chelsea says that we should do Incredible Candy Critics Edition, which I don't know. Yeah, so we should definitely get on that. Until next week, we're the Incredible Critics.
Oh, that was so loud at the end.
Sorry.
Final four would definitely be what? Reese's, Snickers, and...
I mean... Let's not count anything out, guys.
Yeah, no.
I don't know because to be honest, peanut butter Snickers I think are better than normal Snickers.
100%.
I'm just saying.
100%.
Do the Snickers ice cream candy bars count?
No, that's in the ice cream category. Separate bracket. Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Because those are really underrated. They're
that's
solid.
Like the NIT those are really good. Of this bracket.
Fantastic.